You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Ian
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Glee. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Glee news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Glee!
What up, Gleeks? Hey. Hello, hello. I am Roxy Stryer, along with Mia Smith, and we have a brand new host, Sarah Mendoza.
Hi,
yay,
everybody.
Yay! So happy
to have you here. Thank you so
much. A big Gleek. Would you say?
Big Gleek. Very excited to be here with you guys. One of my favorite shows.
Nice.
Awesome. Very excited to have you. And, of course, helping us out, we have Paul Arrow. Thank you very much. And on the corner and the floor, you guys cannot see our friend Ronnie, but he is there.
He is there.
So we had an exciting episode tonight.
Yes.
It was very sexy, to say the least.
It was.
Called The Spanish Teacher.
Caliente.
Caliente. Muy caliente. Sí. Do you speak Spanish?
Poquito, but my dad knows fluently. I seriously need to take some lessons from him.
So you're a little
Ricky Martin.
You're Will Schuster.
Right.
Yeah, seriously, I would take lessons from him on anything. Oh my God, he's so cute.
Too bad he's not into our type, though.
I know.
That's doesn't matter. Saying. I just want to dance with
like,
him.
Like, maybe we could sway him. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I'm into it. So he's really cute. We've got a lot to talk about, though. A lot of storyline progression in this week's episode.
Yes.
So what do we think about the music overall, just starting off? How do we like the songs and the theme of the episode, which was Spanish music, and it could be a Spanish artist, songs about Spanish lyrics? What do we think about the songs?
Well, it was interesting to see the characters sort of out of their element because it's, you know, it's not music that they typically sing. So to see them, you know, delve into a different genre of music was very interesting to me.
Having this back-to-back with the Michael episode, it was like two polar opposite sides of Glee.
Oh my gosh, it was
which
a
I
major
like what
contrast.
They did.
Major
I like
contrast.
That, though, and it shows that they have range, especially now that we have new TV shows popping up with singing. I'm talking about Smash, yes, which if anybody watched last night, it's great.
It's a really good show.
I mean, they opened with Judy Garland. That was awesome.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know what? Glee has always been incredible, but they haven't had much competition in the genre, and now we're seeing things pop up, so they got to step up their game for sure. So I enjoyed the songs this week, but it was a little slow. It definitely was slow,
and I was trying to figure that out as I'm watching it. Was it slow because we just came out of the Michael Jackson episode where it was song after song?
Right, we had 9 songs that episode, and this one we only had 6, I think. So
was it?
It felt like less.
Was it? I think it was 6. Yeah, we had 6 songs,
and
but they were short.
Yeah, they were short songs. They weren't full on music videos that we just saw, and they weren't songs that we were all familiar with either. So while I enjoyed the musical selection, by no means was I bored or waiting for it to end. I wasn't thrown into it the way I was with Michael Jackson.
I kind of hate when I can't sing along.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that I like the sound of my own voice. It's actually quite horrific. But it's nice to be able to, you know, in the Michael episode, we were like totally grooving with it. And this, I was like, kind of wish I spoke Spanish right about now.
So that I can be in that moment with them and present and singing along and little
and I think that's why the producers probably cut the number of songs for this episode, because they know that they can only throw in so much because the audience can't relate to, or they don't know these songs. So if you give them too much, they're going to be like, oh, I don't know this song. I can't sing along to this one too.
Yeah, I think it was difficult because they could have picked more popular songs, but then they talk about how they don't want to stereotype the culture. So it would have been very stereotypical for them to do that. So I think they kind of had a dilemma there.
I enjoyed the songs. The only one that threw me off was the Elvis Presley at the end.
Yeah,
but which we need to look up the connection there. I don't think he has any Spanish.
I turned to you guys and was like, is Elvis Spanish? Does anybody know? Like, you guys are like,
maybe because
nope.
They move their hips the same way, they're making that
connection. Or just because he was in that outfit? Who freaking knows?
I missed it.
I know, right over my head. Okay, so let's just start by talking about Ricky Martin. And,
yes,
and
yay, I know, Ricky!
We already had to touch upon him
can
the second we came on.
Can we just stare at him a little bit more?
Honestly, like, he's such a good dancer, and some of the dance moves he does are goofy, but they're still sexy. I'm like,
oh my gosh,
what the hell? Like, he was doing this little wiggle, wiggle,
right,
and
there,
I was like, yeah, it's on screen now, and he does this thing, and I'm like, why do you look good doing that? Because I clearly don't look good doing
that. No, I would not look good at all. But it's Ricky Martin. The guy just
he's got the
sex
flavor.
Appeal.
Yeah. He's the
flavor. What does he have?
Ricky Suave.
Hey.
Oh, what was that word? What was the word they kept using?
Duende.
Oh, Duende.
He's got Duende. Mad Duende.
Mad Duende.
You got Flavor Duende. So what do we think of I'm Sexy and I Know It? Did he kill a song?
Yes. It was great. One thing that you and I said was that the lip singing,
okay,
not his forte.
I have to admit something. You guys are going to yell at me.
Okay.
I didn't really think that he did a great job with the song.
What?
He didn't sound as good. I mean, LMFAO killed that song, and...
they even sound good? The song is all about entertainment.
It's not that. It's just
that's
I feel
about
like
music
they're more,
engineering more than talent.
His dancing was incredible, but his voice didn't sound that great, and he couldn't lip... Maybe it was just the fact that it felt off for me that I didn't believe he was singing it. You know, all these other people are trained in singing, lip syncing. I mean, their own songs, but do you know what I mean?
Well, like the Glee cast, he was out of his element too.
Totally out of his element.
Yeah,
he was singing a song that he normally wouldn't have. So it kind of fit with the whole.
That's
everybody's
what I'm saying.
Trying something.
No,
why didn't he do a Ricky Martin song?
I was waiting for that. Was that the only one?
No,
I
that's
was
what
waiting
I'm saying.
For that.
Why was there an Enrique song this episode, but not a Ricky song in this episode?
I was waiting for it.
It just didn't make sense for me. I mean, I get that they didn't want him to be playing Ricky Martin.
But when the boys could have did it.
Yeah, exactly. It needed to be there.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Yeah?
I feel the same way. I was waiting for it, too.
I just thought I'm Sexy and I Know It was... Usually the Glee songs, I'm like... That's better than the original, or that's different than the original, or it does something.
Okay.
This was like, okay, if I'm going to go to my computer and I'm going to type in which I'm Sexy and I Know What I'm going to listen to, I'm going to listen to the original.
Okay.
So that's how I felt. Do you guys
hear me? No. I did initially, but
you guys are so forgiving. Oh, my God.
I did at first, but when you explained it, because see, for me, I wasn't paying attention. I don't listen to that song regardless.
Yeah.
And so
that's very true.
And so to listen to it here, the vocals and the fact that he, you know, couldn't really lip sync that well didn't matter to me. What I was watching for and what I received and what I got and I was okay with was the performance part. Like it was so much fun. They were dancing, everyone participated. He got the whole Glee cast in there. Yes. Favorite part of the entire song, but that was all I wanted, and I got it, so I was good.
Like, if Ricky didn't have the swag that he had, and he wasn't the kind of performer that he is, that might have been a miss.
Totally.
Agreed.
But because he has so much performance talent, that's what made it so good.
Well, luckily, we got to see him in another song with Santana, which to me was way better, which is Madonna's song, La Isla Bonita, and... I thought they killed this song.
It was great. It was great.
See, this is where Santana was in her element.
But you know what? I guess I'm just playing devil's advocate tonight.
Do it. I feel like I'm about to be on your side with this one. Go ahead.
I don't know, but Santana, well, let me just start by saying, because you don't know, because you haven't been here with us, Santana is, like, my favorite. I'm obsessed.
We are Team Santana.
So Team Santana. She's awesome. Like, she's incredible.
I'm going to have her baby. She doesn't know it yet.
But it's true. Unless I cut in there.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, the problem I had here was I feel like she was a little intimidated by working with Ricky Martin. And she wasn't as good as she could have been if she wasn't working with a celebrity of that status.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, totally. Here it is. It wasn't that.
Give it to me. Where is it? Here it is.
The thing is, Santana's not a dancer. She's not. When they teamed her up with Britney, they did the whole Britney special, you know, she played the Madonna role. They just kind of
hit her.
Went up against the wall kind of thing, right. You know, and Britney did all the dancing.
She's not a dancer. About it.
And so to dance with Ricky Martin, who we expect to be dancing, like, I felt like he held back because she wasn't, you know,
like
she's
when
not
he
a dancer.
Was twirling her, it was like very clear to me that they were thinking about this is the move we're doing mm-hmm, and right. let's mm-hmm. not mess this up and whatever. And that being said, I think that Glee should have recognized that because this isn't, we're not talking about a piece of theater here. We're talking about something that's filmed. So do it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do it again. And make them comfortable. Find a way to make
them. I think it would have fit much better for Britney to have done that number with him because she's such an awesome dancer.
Yes.
But I think the whole thing they were playing on is Santana's Spanish or from Puerto Rico, and so is Ricky Martin.
Right, but they could have put Britney in it somehow, and that brings me to a point where, Britney, where the hell are you?
She was
in Wills?
She was the bull.
Yeah. She's off the map recently.
Although.
Puck.
Gone. Because I mentioned last week, I miss Britney. I love her as a dancer, and I figured they should have had her in there for
Britney
Michael
Pierce.
Jackson. Yes.
I love her.
They did. I got a little Britney action today for the Cheerios when they did the whole pop and lock it, and she was in there.
Killed that.
Yes. I love to watch Britney dance. She's my favorite dancer on the entire show.
Yeah. She's amazing. So is Mike Chang.
Yes.
He's incredible. But I thought that the number with Santana and Ricky sounded great.
Yes, it was. Her voice was still incredible.
Yeah, her voice was incredible, and he sounded great. They sounded great. But it just looked a little awkward. You know, iTunes is going to kill it, but the YouTube, not so much, you know?
Right.
So, but I'm not the only one who felt that way?
No.
I agree.
To me,
are you guys yapping me, or are you agreeing with me?
Roxy, do I
no.
yap
you? No.
And point proven. There we go.
No, because I noticed, too, with that number, they kept cutting to different angles so they could mask the fact that she wasn't really dancing that
much. Yeah, that's what I thought. Some of this episode, it was they were using the cameras. Why are you laughing?
Because I was laughing at Paul.
What's Paul doing?
He just looked up and, like, started smiling.
Well, you want to know why? Paul loves the show.
Secretly.
15 times during our AfterBuzz show, Paul wants to say something and he holds back. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, sure of it. Paul's sitting there going, no. He won't even, like, put the mic down because he's scared he's going to start shouting out and being excited about it.
He's about to cut your mic.
And I'm sure he's back there dancing.
I better not piss him off because he controls all this. He'll make me look bad, so I can't do that. But, no, I mean, this show is great for people who don't regularly watch TV shows because you can come in and listen to it and you know the song and you just sit there. That being said, I have a really devastating story to tell you guys about one of my roommates who, I didn't know this, and I guess she'd been holding this back for me, but she came into our apartment last night and was like, Rox, you gotta turn it off. I hate Glee. Stop it. And I was like,
no.
This is bull. Like, what are you talking about? I went nuts. She was like, dude, I hate Glee. I'm like, what the hell do you hate about Glee? Like, you love music. She's like, it's just so cheesy. I'm like, you're just so cheesy. Go make yourself a cheese panini, cheesy girl.
Yeah! Oh!
Is that a good intro? I thought that was good.
That's good.
No, but how horrible of a thing to say.
Is it the type of music that she doesn't like? Or
what do you mean? What kind of type of music do they even do?
Right. Everything. We just did a whole Spanish episode.
She's like, I don't understand how in a TV show they just all of a sudden start singing and dancing.
We need to find a way to convert her somehow.
I was trying. I was like, have you ever even seen an episode? She was like, I saw the Britney episode. I saw that. And she started railing off all my favorite episodes. I was like,
okay, there's
and
a
how
reason
are you
why
not
she's
a...
watching. If she doesn't really like it, why would she
Yeah,
watch
that's
it?
What I'm saying. I'm like, dude, you just named like 15 episodes. Like, you love this show, don't you? She's like, no, I hate it. I hate it.
And then she goes in her room and turns up Glee.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I don't like it, but let me try it one more time.
And she's under the cover. She's in the closet, the Glee closet.
She's the Glee closet! Come on out the closet. Come out the closet. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Summoning all Glee.
Someone got to take her out of the closet here.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to do it?
That's awesome. No.
You gonna take out the closet, Roxy?
I like don't Let's think so. Santana. I mean, who? I don't want a fan. I don't want to call her a Gleek. If she's not a true Gleek, get out of here. We are
I'm
a very intimate
that.
Club.
I'm down with that.
of Gleeks, and if you're not a Gleek, be gone before somebody drops a house on you. Peace.
I'm thinking you need some new roommates.
Someone drops a house on you?
Yeah.
Maybe we should get a little Gleek house together.
Coming all the way.
Right here, we got a bed above us.
But people are listening right now, like, what the hell are you talking about? If Phil was in here, he would push that button that's like... What is it? It's like, excuse me, After Buzz TV.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
That's it.
Please return at once.
Okay, well.
Our systems detect that.
Wait, have we always had that?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I get it a lot, so I know. We've had it for a very long time.
I'm so excited. That's my first time hearing that one.
My first time, too. And wow. First
episode.
Yay. That means you're really good, because I segue. So
okay, so we're in
I will
it.
Get back
we're
on
focused.
Topic. Are we done
wrong
talking about
soon.
Ricky? Should we just have, like, another, like... Oh, moment of Ricky. Oh, we love you.
Ricky.
Onto a less sexy, less Spanish person.
Spanish.
Latin America.
What kind of accent was that?
Okay, shout out to you. Whatever.
It's
Sue.
Cute.
Sue Sylvester. Sue Sylvester.
Okay. Okay.
There you go.
So speaking of Sue, I was
okay,
so
you're freaking
I was...
out. You're freaking out. Okay. Speaking of Sue, go ahead.
You know that. You know I get like that, right?
Okay, okay. What's going on?
I don't even want to talk
Speak,
right now.
Speak, woman.
Okay, Sue, she had growth. She had growth. I loved it. And
yeah, but we talk about this
it.
All the time. Is
no,
she growing
no,
or is she cycling?
No, she's growing. Today, I felt it. I felt it. I was there. I was with Sue the whole way.
Okay.
I liked it.
I'm going to need you to elaborate.
Okay, so she had... She was still Sue, you know, she still threw out her disses, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were funny.
What do I have on her?
But she,
what
she was
her
there.
Meeting? What was her meeting with all the guys in Glee at the beginning? Did she want their sperm?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then they said no.
But then she decided on Will's.
Right. Which was like,
okay.
What the hell? And then awkward. Her conversation with Emma was really sweet, I will say.
Yes, that was a moment that did it for me. And when she talked about Will's genes and...
How kind he
and
is.
And how kind, you know? And saying, if that can be passed on, I want that for my kid.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's interesting, we can talk more about this when we talk about Will and Emma later in the app, later tonight. But it was interesting to me how... Sue kept talking to Emma about Will, and Coach Beast was talking to Will about Emma. You know, it was like they almost needed reminders from other outside viewers of how great their spouses were. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that later. But yeah, I just thought that the way that Sue said it was very eloquent and elegant and... she really hit the nail on the head. I mean, she calls out Will every single day. She's always an asshole to him. And Will's just like, okay. And until the kids come into picture, Will doesn't do anything about it. But when it threatens the kids' education or whatever it is...
He gets a little frisky.
And that's when he gets down and dirty. So I thought she really was on point here.
And
it was weird. You don't ask your enemies for their sperm, but I got it.
But,
know?
Like, her conversation with Becky as well, it was just...
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was a good moment. Her and... I'm about to call her Nene. But her character's name is Roz Washington. That conversation, you know, is just each moment...
Okay, wait, let's talk about that conversation. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, with all of those conversations, what I liked about it, or about Sue in this episode, is that she showed more of her human side.
Yes.
Because with every episode, she's so, like, tough exterior. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to admit her faults. Mm-hmm. But in this one, you could see that she actually has feelings.
That's true. But you know what me and I talk about on other shows? And also, we have another host who... but this is a perfect time to say it. His name
is
Billy Nellis. If you have seen
is it?
Him,
where is he?
We are
Billy,
looking for you, Billy.
Where are you?
He's been gone 3 weeks, and I've got to tell you guys, I actually do know where he is tonight. And it starts with a D and ends with an Isneyland. I am so jealous. But I would rather be here. Screw you, Billy.
Screw you, Billy.
No, but seriously, we love Billy. But this is what we've been talking about recently is... Or not even recently, the entire time.
The entire season
is Sue grows,
and
we think she's made progress.
But then she goes right back.
And then the next episode, she starts exactly back where she began. And we don't know whether it's because they always just want her to be the constant villain, or whether she's not capable of actual change and only can do it for a short amount of time. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think it's real in that... people can't actually change sometimes without professional help. They need a therapist because they have such deep-rooted issues, you know, like from their childhood or whatever made her.
Sue Sylvester. Sarah thinks you need a therapist.
I do.
You need professional help.
You need professional help, honey.
Sue needs some help. She needs to change the way she sees it right now.
The way she sees it.
She did it.
She pulled out the Sue Caesar card. We love
it. That was good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because there's always going to be glimpses of good in people like Sue. But if she doesn't, you know, she needs to do something, like she needs help in order to change permanently, like people in those type of...
I agree with that, but just as, taking this as a TV show and not as an actual person, I know, sometimes right. I get confused too. No, really though. Why? Why do they do that to us? Why does she grow and then shrink and then grow and then shrink? I don't know.
Because they want her to fit this, you know.
Villain mold.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I like it. And that's, I don't want to get my hopes up. That's why I'm not on the same page as you as, oh, growth. Because I get my hopes up every time. And then the next week I sit in bed and cry about the fact that Sue Sylvester's a big bully.
Well, I think they want us to root for her.
She's a bully. Yeah. I know. Well, I am rooting for her. But come on, woman. Grow up. Oh, well, by the way. How old do we think Sue Sylvester is supposed to be on the show?
She says 50. She's like 30, but she always jokes about being like 30.
Right, because,
on the show.
Okay, so let's talk about her new revelation that she wants to have a child.
Yes.
And that she froze her own eggs and they're at some meat packy somewhere. Yeah.
Sue.
I'm not sure if that's how it works. It might be. Anyway, though, yes or no. Not looking for explanations yet. I'll give you a chance in a little. Yes or no, good mother?
Yes.
Ooh, that was fast. Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
I stick to the therapy thing. She needs help.
That yes or no? You yes broke no, the rule.
Yes or no?
Right now, no. Right now, no.
Okay, so I gave a yes and I gave a no. This is so perfect. I'm like Judge Judy right now. I need to know why yes and why no.
What's your vote?
I'm not telling you. I'll tell in a minute, but right now I'm going to be swayed by one of you.
Okay.
So I get to decide right now whether I give Sue Sylvester a child or not.
It's your decision.
It's my decision. I am God. And I'm either going to impregnate her or not.
Okay.
Why should I?
In school, put on the spot.
And please, in a 5-paragraph essay form with a thesis and...
No, seriously, if you just watch her with Becky, with her sister, with little kids, you know, in the hospital, when it comes time to care, and like she said, when it comes to things that she's passionate about, she's there
100%. I like that, when it times come to care, care comes into the times, yep. Mm-hmm.
But when whatever she's passionate about, she's committed, she's focused, and she's on that side.
I agree.
And she does have a heart because we've seen it.
Okay, I agree. And I can see Sarah thinking about her argument right now, like, what am I going to say? How am I going to get this? Okay, why no?
Well, it's because I know therapy. I'm saying no right now, but I'm sort of on the fence in that I think once she does have a kid, you're right, her caring does kick in. But just how she's now, she's a bit selfish. She's been selfish in these episodes, and to be a mother, I'm not a mother, but you have
if
to be selfless. If I was, I know it would be about, you know, the child.
And but she said that, and she's willing to give up the whole Cheerios thing and kind of really focused on her.
Right. But again, she is a loose cannon.
Is that what she was saying? Because she said having a child would make me a better coach and a better person.
She did say that at the end.
I didn't think she was saying she would give up Cheerios. I couldn't tell. Was she?
Well, because she had a conversation with Roz. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
With Roz.
Washington
that hinted about, you know, you can take over. They like your dance routines, whatever. I'm trying to have a baby anyway. But then she spoke to Becky and said, you know, just because I'm having a kid doesn't mean that it's going to take away from the Cheerios. So she did say both.
Okay.
I don't really know where she was going with that.
This is a tough decision. I'm going to have to go with the not this minute theory.
What? Really?
Well, it wasn't because of your argument. And the only I was going to say, no, she shouldn't. So you swayed me that she should.
Okay.
And then you swayed me that it shouldn't be right now.
Okay.
So it was a mix of both. Oh, yes, I'm winning brownie points from both people. So here's the thing, though. She has a kid right now. And then what? She quits her job. She doesn't have somebody else to stay at home with the kids, so she's going to have to quit, take maternity leave. She only is going to get
daycare.
Daycare for how, like, you know, it's just like, I don't think it's a good idea when you're a single parent to have daycare. I don't know. I just feel like she doesn't have time.
Do you come from a single parent household?
Well, no. It's not about, no, I don't. So I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I actually, now I do, but not when I was younger. But I think that it's hard to raise a kid no matter what. It's harder to raise a kid by yourself, which is still doable, but it's harder to raise a kid by yourself when you don't know what's going on with your income and you didn't just get the tenure and you wanted to be doing all these other things like Cheerios and like everything. Because if you are putting your kid in daycare for the daytime hours, that means you do have to go home for the nighttime hours, which Sue doesn't do. So, unless she would be willing to do it. So, I don't know. I feel like it's just tough life. Call me out. Say I'm wrong.
Again, I vote for her to have the kid. I think she'll make a great mom, and I think it'll definitely add to the growth of her character and as far as keeping it consistent. I know. I can't help it. I love these characters.
I think you're just thinking that Jane Lynch should have a kid. You're like, oh, she's great.
Maybe.
Jane is not Sue. Get it through your head. No.
But also, the thing that you have to kind of hesitate about is, how is she 50 in this episode? Because then you gotta think about, that's not healthy.
I don't know how old she is.
And I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see where that one goes. Let's talk about her conversation with Roz. Okay.
Washington.
So we stand corrected from a couple weeks ago. Me and I kind of were shitting on.
We were.
And we were like, you come from the Real Housewives. You don't want to be an actress. You're taking somebody's job. We actually were tweeted by a fan that prior to being on the Real Housewives, she was an actress auditioning, and that was her
dream. Right.
So we stand corrected. But what
totally
we
corrected.
What we never hands in the air, white flag. But what we never said was that she was bad.
Right.
Because
she wasn't.
She wasn't. And she isn't. And she's winning us over. I like this character.
She's funny.
She's funny. She's like the new Sue. And if we're gonna see Sue mature, have a child, quit Cheerios, be a better teacher, working with Becky, whatever it is, we're gonna need a new Sue.
We are. And
Nene's
I like her.
The way to go. What is it, Nene?
Nene.
Every time I want to call her like Shanae.
What?
Because I think it's Nene, and I'm like Shanae.
I feel some sort of way about that.
Nini. Like, what are these? I don't know what that is. It just, like, doesn't stick with me. I don't know why.
Really? Nini?
Nini. It's like a body part.
Really?
Like body my parts. Nini. You Nini. Like it?
I call Well, my god sister's, her nickname is
Is her real name not Nini?
I don't know what her real name is. Do you know her real name?
No.
I don't know what her real name is.
Maybe I'm just being racist. Somebody should hit me. Okay, so Nini. Fine. I like her.
I like
the name, okay?
They gave her a bronze medal. I was like, hey, let's do it.
I'm into Nene.
Roxy needs some attention. Roxy needs some love over there. Guys, what is going on?
It's about back to the therapist thing. Like, Sue Sylvester syndrome right here. Not really. Okay, so, but we like Nene.
Yeah,
we like Roz.
We do.
We want to see her more on the show.
Do you like Nene?
I do because, you know, Sue got served. Like, she's...
Yes! She's... Oh, yes! Oh, sorry.
She's going to be the one to help with the growth because I think Sue's going to see that, oh, man, like, now I have a bully. This is what I've been doing to so-and-so and so.
You guys both said that, and you guys are both like, yeah, you go, Nene. And I.
She shot Sue up. She had no comeback at all.
I felt really bad for Sue then.
Wait, so you want her to be the villain. You don't want her to have a kid, but you feel bad for her.
I have mixed feelings, okay?
This devil's advocate.
And I like Nene, and then I don't like Nene. I'm really confused, and that's why I'm just all over the place right now, because here's the thing. I don't want anybody calling Sue out that doesn't know Sue. Like, if Will had called her out, or if Emma had called her out, which they've done before, that's fine.
You have this thing with new characters.
Who are you, Nene, to come and yell at our Sue? But then again, Sue's an asshole, so I'm conflicted.
It's okay.
Nobody else felt bad for Sue. She was like,
"Oh, I was excited." I said, "Ooh, get it,
Nene."
Roz Washington.
But or is it Raz now?
No, it's Roz.
Her whole name's confusing me. I'm gonna call her
Roxy. Focus.
Raspberry, Texas.
The Olympian. Let's just call her the Olympian.
I like that.
Okay. We can call her that. And enough of her. I think that is, we covered Sue in this. Other than, the other thing I wanted to talk about, Nene, though, was the Cheerios dance.
It was so good.
She killed it.
It was
so good. The choreography.
Oh my gosh.
They were like crumping.
Yes.
Stuff I can't do with
there
my body.
There was no
even
need
my best
for
day.
Music. Like no songs, no words. It was fine.
I was so happy they weren't singing that. And I was like, thank God. They were just like doing cool things.
And I was happy that Britney was highlighted.
I
was happier that Britney was like the center of attention for that. That made my entire day. I was
she
good.
Pops it
fix.
Like nobody can pop it.
Right?
Like Britney.
She's
right?
got skills, that girl.
Yes.
She's got skills. She's got, why do I keep forgetting the Spanish word?
Duende.
Guys, something's wrong with me. I'm like off right now. I need some more Duende in my life or something. Okay, but so I think we pretty much covered Sue. After this episode, how do we feel in general about, do we like her right now? Sue, I'm still stuck on this. I'm conflicted.
I've got hope for her.
I'm just looking for one of you to give me an answer on it. And
I'm all for Sue.
I think it's something
she won me over this episode.
Okay, talking about people who won you over this episode. Sam and Mercedes, dude. I'm like, oh my God, they need to be together. This is like some serious Chuck and Blair syndrome I'm having. Yes, I'm referring to my Chuck and Blair from Gossip Girl.
Yes.
I know I don't mean to bring Gossip Girl on the show, but if I'm even relating anybody to Chuck and Blair, it must mean that I'm seriously invested in this because I love them.
And I love that we only got invested last week.
And now I'm into Sam and Mercedes, and I'm like, let's go, baby. We're going for the long run. We can't even remember frickin' Mercedes' boyfriend's name.
Oh my gosh,
he's
not at all.
On it enough.
You thought
he
it was
irrelevant.
Ryan. You think it's Stanley. I'm thinking it's Nene too. I don't know.
Because we don't know enough about that character. He's not on it enough. All we know is him coming on and saying, hey, baby.
I want to call him Big Boy. Don't you just want to call him Big Boy? He's such a big boy.
I just want him to fade
he's
away.
He's a big dude, yeah.
What? Was that over there? Huh?
Paul Arrow? What?
Huh?
Anything Paul? To say?
What was
big
it?
Boy?
She no? says Big Daddy.
Oh.
Is it Big Daddy?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Oh, and the mic's coming out. The mic's coming out.
Hey, baby.
Oh. Oh, my God. I want that to be a sound cue.
I know,
so
right? We gotta record you doing that.
Paul Arrow sound cue. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
I can't do it.
Hey, baby.
Okay, so.
Hey, baby.
we get songs from Mercedes and Sam this episode.
Oh, there was. Mercedes' song. What was
Mercedes'
her song?
Mercedes' song was Gloria Estefan's Don't Want to Lose You.
I loved it.
I thought I was really into it.
I loved it.
Okay, you were talking about this in the episode, so I'll let you say, why did you like Mercedes singing the song specifically?
Okay. I think, and I don't know why, really, but this is my own opinion, that they give Mercedes a lot of these big songs because she's a black girl with a big voice. This was a nice...
Mercedes a black girl with a big voice? What?
But the...
Big girl.
But the same reason she... the same reason why I love it when Christina... Now I'm talking about a pop star. Totally got off of Glee. But when she sings... songs where she's not,
are you talking about Aguilera? Little,
yeah.
Oh. I'm like, what?
When she's not like, what? Do it again.
You mean when she's not like rifting and
yes.
stuff? Okay.
It's prettier to me, and it's sweeter. And today, Mercedes was very contained, and it was about beauty and peace and really singing to her guy.
It's the fact that we know Mercedes can rock those other things. If she's pulling out Aretha Franklin, she's going to kill it.
She's dope. She's an amazing singer.
Yeah, but today, it was different.
I liked it. It was a very sweet vibe.
And she just loves Sam, I think.
I know.
You guys think she loves Sam?
Yes.
Yes?
I think she's smitten at least by Sam.
She loves him.
And
you're wrong. She's totally in love, okay?
And but women want what they can't have. It's also that thing,
but
too.
She can
Why
have
can't she
him?
Have him?
Well, because right
Cause
now she's
big boy.
Taken by the guy who we don't know his name, and... It's
what?
Like
hey,
the,
baby.
It's like
who's that guy?
It's like whoever that guy is. But so Sam
Shout
is
out to
her.
Paul. Hey, baby. One more time. No, he's not. Whoa. I need it. Oh my God, I want that to like. That's so good.
Hey, baby.
No, but like Sam is like the forbidden fruit right now. For her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorta. I mean, it's not like
no,
he has
he's
a
right
girlfriend.
There and. and is available and loves her.
It's more like if you're gonna go with the can't want what you can't have, it's more like he wants what he can't have.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. He, I mean, she can't cross her boundary yet because she hasn't left whatever his name is.
Oh my God, what if he wants her only because he can't have her and then he can have her?
Don't say that. Stop.
Do you think that's what it is?
No.
My heart just broke a little bit.
I guess we'll
have to see though.
No.
Honestly, you guys know my thing. I usually you don't know. I am a really weird thing with hair color, and like I need people with the same hair color to be together. But with Mercedes and Sam, it doesn't bother me.
Really?
And he's totally blonde, and she's totally brunette, and I'm okay with it.
Nice.
It's like a really freaking weird thing.
So does that mean that me and Mia should be together?
Like 100%. I'm into that. Which is a perfect time to plug.
I can plug the shirt.
Okay, wait. We need a little stand up.
We need to stand up. Okay.
Here okay.
We go.
So,
can we see this
Mia
shirt?
Recently is a redhead, actually.
Recent.
And this shirt says, curls gone wild, baby.
Yes. This shirt was given to me. It was a gift. It was created by a member of my sorority. Her name is Chantel Smith. Her company's name is called All Natural Divas.
And they make cool shirts like that. And if I had curly hair,
where
I
can
would
I get one,
that.
Mia?
You can get these shirts at www.allnatural.com. Diva, which is all allnatural diva.etsy.com. And for all you natural girls, they have curls, they have locks, and they have fros. They have fros.
Wait, what are they? I could do that. I have like a jufro.
Yes, totally. Tease that out, girl.
I will. Will you do that for me for one episode?
Yes, I will.
Oh,
are you kidding
God.
Me? I will pick mine out.
Wait, let's dress up like Glee characters.
I will totally pick mine out. Yes.
Oh my God. We're dressing up like Glee characters. Okay. When are we doing this?
Next week? No, it's Valentine's Day.
Who would you be?
Next week, Santana.
You're going
to... No, Brittany. Ooh, no.
Who are you going to be?
You can only pick... You already called Santana.
Okay.
No.
We can discuss this afterwards.
No, I can't do Santana. Okay.
So let's get back to their song. So we really liked Mercedes' song. She was killing it. Sam sang... It was Bambaleo by Gypsy Kings mixed with Enrique's Hero.
Yeah, it was cute.
And... I mean, this is sad because this is so my generation, our generation, pathetic of me, but I was so into the Enrique, and I was so not
me
into
it. Me too. I was like, hero, get it.
And you know what? My best friend who goes to school with me is really close with Enrique. And
really?
Yeah. And I, maybe it's just because, like, she has the fattest crush on him always, and she's younger, and he's whatever. They're family friends. And so she's always talking about him. So I, like, vicariously have a crush on him. You know what I mean? So I'm, like, so into Enrique. And then they're mixing it with this Bambaleo.
And your heart went a little.
And I was like, oh, Enrique. Oh, Bambaleo. Oh, Enrique. So it was confusing for my heart, you know.
I
don't know why I went to this side.
This whole episode.
I know. This is, like, tearing me apart. I feel... I'm a mess right now. I'm distraught over this. I thought it was great, and I loved it, and I hated it, and I cried, and I didn't cry.
We had a real.
But I am kind of freaking out inside.
Have you ever cried over Glee before?
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Have you?
I cried, like, the whole first and second season. Like, every song touched me.
Aww.
I'm such, like, a...
This is actually me crying, I believe. This soundbite is me.
That's you?
You're throwing your voice.
Sounds like me, right? No, okay.
No.
Everybody's like, shut up. Jesus, it's not you. But honestly, like, I say this all the time. I get way too into this, and I need to remind myself, Sue is not Jane. Glee is not real life. I am Roxy Stryer. I am not best friends with these people. These are not, they're not personally offending me. Like, I have to sit there and say that because... I really get upset.
No, but that's the whole thing that makes it, you know,
like tonight
TV.
When
I am in that moment with them, I am a part of the Glee group.
When
I am
Mercedes
right
walks away from Sam tonight, that was gut-wrenching. Like, I was joking up there, like, what are you doing, Mercedes?
Oh my gosh, I just knew she would take a few steps and at least turn back and just say no to do.
Why not? Why didn't she?
I don't know.
What happened?
And then Sam didn't fight for her. He just, you know, hey.
What's he supposed to do?
Grab her. Grab her. That's his girl.
Wait, we haven't even mentioned once this episode the pamphlets. So Sam and Mercedes get this pamphlet from Emma that says, so you're a two-timing hoe, and so you're dating a two-timing hoe.
Yes.
Forget it's terrible.
That was so great.
Is that cute? I'm a little confused. So... That was hysterical. These pamphlets are freaking rocking it. We could talk more about them when we talk about Emma and Will. But I just want to say, I actually thought that Emma gave good advice for once. Me about too. Them not talking for a week.
Me too.
What did you guys think about that?
I thought that was great advice.
And I thought it worked. Mm-hmm. And then Mercedes realized how much she really did like Sam. Oh, what was that comment that she goes, Sam just tweeted at me, you smell great. And he goes, won't stop until it's trending.
Yes.
I was like, you go. Yes. Now I kind of want to tweet something and trend it like,
right?
Santana smells. No, Mercedes smells good. Santana. Santana probably smells good too.
Probably.
Let's be real. Santana smells great. Oh my God, I'm in love. So, honestly, Mercedes and Sam are killing it for me right now.
They are.
They're right up there with me in my loveness for Santana and Brittany. Mercedes and Sam, we're like evening out right now.
Total random thought, but it is still on topic of Mercedes. I mentioned this at the beginning of this season, how it bothered me that Rachel and Kurt were all buddy-buddy all of a sudden when it was Kurt and Mercedes, remember in the beginning? And they sort of took her out of that relationship. And so to see them all in bed together, you know, having a girls' night out.
That was really cute. I completely forgot about that scene.
Because they removed her. You know, it was all Rachel and Kurt about this whole Broadway thing.
You know what I wanted there, though, in that scene? I wanted the three of them to be watching some movie and then talk about, like, have a song breakout where they were, like, doing, like, a little pillow fight song or something. You know, like not a girls just want to have fun because they've done that, but something along those lines, mm-hmm. you know? So I was into that and wanted a little more from it because I forgot about the scene.
Oh, that's
you know, it was really short. So anyway, we're on the same page that we love Sam and Mercedes.
Yes.
Is anybody disagreeing? Do we not want to see them together?
No, love them. Love it.
We totally love them.
They're amazing.
Which brings us to Emma and Will.
Yes.
And I also love them together, of course. But couples fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit happens. And we see that in this episode where really, like I was saying before, they had to be kind of reminded by their peers how great the other one was. So let's just talk about Will individually right now and his passion for teaching, but not Spanish teaching. And,
right.
And Mercedes didn't call him out. Santana did. What's my deal with him? So Santana calls out Will, and Will admits that he didn't ever want to be a Spanish teacher.
Right.
What do we think of Will as a teacher in general? Killing it?
I'm sorry. I know you're asking about Will, but immediately my mind went to Santana and how she showed growth when she was talking to him. You know, she called him out about the whole not being a good teacher thing.
Totally.
But then she pointed out at the same time that it's not that you aren't a good teacher, you aren't a good Spanish teacher.
Right.
You know, stick with what you know.
And what inspires
and what you're good
us.
At. Right.
Absolutely, I agree.
And so I really like that moment for her.
I agree. So what do we think of Will then? Because then we do see that he goes and he gives a job to Ricky.
Yeah,
Ricky. What the hell was Ricky Martin's name in this episode anyway?
I have no idea.
Something Martinez. I don't know.
Oh, David Martinez. That's what it is. Yeah, so he gives a job to David Martinez.
I felt like, you know, he felt as if his manhood was being questioned. You know, like, this is his teaching position, his source of income.
His way to get tenure.
Right. And now everything is being taken into question. His students don't like it. He's used to being, you know, everyone's favorite. Now that's going into question. He can't understand another person speaking a Spanish to him, and he's supposed to be a Spanish teacher. He's taking Spanish classes. He's supposed to be a Spanish teacher. So all of this stuff is just kind of...
I think that he always knew he wanted to be a teacher, right? And mm-hmm. and help kids.
Yes.
He just needed to find his niche.
Right.
And his way to get in was the Spanish class. And that's why he was doing that for a while. But now that he's been put in this position with the Glee Club, he's really finding his passion, which is great.
My problem with this entire storyline was how stupid were Emma's pamphlets, you know? It wasn't like, I thought they were funny, they were humorous, but it wasn't like, you go. This is a great teaching tactic. And if it wasn't for her, what the hell was that even called? Taint misbehaving?
Misbehaving?
Bathing? Whatever it was. Some play on words about cleaning your balls.
Yeah.
Is what it was. Like, it was about cleaning your penis and your balls. And that's what got her tenure? Like, literally.
No, I think what got her tenure was that the other ones didn't deserve it, you know?
Right, and I do think she did deserve it, but I thought that was so weird that that's what they were highlighting, these incredible pamphlets. It was cute, but they were so weird. And the fact that she's a teacher who always resorts to using pamphlets is the worst thing ever. Can you imagine if you went to your guidance counselor when you were younger and you were like, because Kurt has gone to her before about being gay.
Mm-hmm.
People have gone to her before about cheating, getting married, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And your guidance counselor looked at you. You came to your guidance counselor and said, listen, I'm having this problem. I want to get married. I am a lesbian. I am having an affair. And she said, uh-huh. Here's a pamphlet. I would be like, what? Really?
But the pamphlets are really cute.
I just got totally shut down. I guess for TV, that's fine. But Tanya, really? Whatever. Well, fine. You guys liked it. I get
it's hard for me to be upset because the part that I saw, and again, I'm always seeing a different viewpoint, was that she was that Will had this whole big thing about, listen, I have to focus, I gotta prove this to my kids so that I can get tenure, we're trying to start a family, I have to do this and be the man and take care of this family, and then it turns out it was his woman
that
got the tenure,
dude.
You know,
totally.
It was just like, well, I worked there too, babe, I got us
who
got
run
this.
The world, girls. So good.
I'm sorry, I didn't know the cue there.
Don't worry, next time you'll be okay. But no, yeah, I totally agree with that. And then I love at the end that he is happy for her, mm-hmm. and that he makes her dinner, mm-hmm. and those pamphlets. That was so cute.
That was so cute.
And nobody else was like, oh my God, but I thought that kiss was so cute.
Again, we rarely see them, you know, kissing or doing whatever.
Yeah, I would think that she would, like, take Lysol and rub it down on her mouth first or something.
You think it's so cute because you really like them as a couple. I do think they're absolutely fabulous and cute together. But Will's lips, his mouth is just really weird to me.
Really weird.
And so
really? I don't think that at all. Trouty mouth has a weird mouth.
No, he has a beautiful mouth. Those big, beautiful lips.
They're sexy. Oh, so Will has an actual weird mouth. It's not like big. I'm trying to picture it. I want him to come back.
And like the way he kisses, it's just, I don't know. So when they kiss, that's all I looked at.
He doesn't have a weird mouth. Ricky Martin. Oh my God, the teeth model.
Yes.
Wait, I want to see Will's mouth. What the hell? Okay, so that's what basically the entire relationship between Emma and Will this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It goes full circle. They go from hating each other to loving each other, mm-hmm. to him saying sorry. It happens all the time. I'm not sick of seeing it yet, but might eventually be.
No.
We're not. Okay. Mm-mm. So I think that pretty much covered the episode.
I think so,
We had some great songs, and next week hopefully we'll have more songs we can sing to. But let's cut to a commercial, and then we can come back for a little news and gossip.
Sounds good.
News and gossip.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives. And more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Okay, so let's get into some news and gossip. Guys,
AfterBuzz TV news.
Bear with me due to the fact that I'm illiterate, so.
You're not illiterate.
Okay, but Phil says that I have the reading capability of a 5-year-old. Today I go, you said that I have the capability of a 2nd grader. He goes, no, 5-year-old. I was like, oh, that's
worse. A genius
worse.
5-year-old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So here's what I got for you. Ryan Murphy is hoping to do another Madonna tribute episode.
Really?
We previously tackled Madonna during its first season with a popular episode titled The Power of Madonna. Murphy commented, quote, I want to do another Madonna episode, but I want Madonna to be on it. She says she would do it, end quote. No word on what Madonna songs would be included this time around. However, the first Madonna episode featured hits from Madonna's catalog, including Ray of Light, Express Yourself, Borderline, Open Your Heart, Frozen, Like a Prayer, Like a Virgin, Justify My Love, 4 Minutes, What It Feels Like for a Girl, and Vogue.
Oh, that was an episode.
And then tonight, we saw a Madonna song, too. So what the hell are they going to do in...
You know what? I have no idea, but in lieu of her doing the halftime at the Super Bowl and the fact that she is Madonna and if she can get on the episode, I'm for it.
I know that it's off topic, kind of, sorry, but what do we think of Madonna at the Super Bowl? Because I'm hearing mixed reviews.
I liked it.
I thought she killed it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I liked it too. I wish she wasn't lip syncing, though.
I know. That's
well, yeah, that is.
Oh my God, the woman's 54 years old. She's running around the stage like.
Yeah.
She looked fabulous.
She looked incredible.
And the stage was amazing. That cost like a million dollars.
Can you imagine seeing her on Glee, though? I'm into it. Yeah. I'm totally into it.
If Ryan Murphy can pull that off, let's do it.
Comes onto the episode. If not, then that makes sense.
Same here.
Maybe Michael Jackson will come back to life and do another Michael episode.
Yes!
That'd be awesome!
Okay.
So, the Glee writers have thought up quite the clever character name for the upcoming guest star, Matt Bomer. Bomer will be playing Cooper Anderson, the older brother of Blaine Anderson. The playful name should be familiar to Darren Criss, as famed TV personality Anderson Cooper provided narrative voiceovers for the revival of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, in which Criss recently made his Broadway debut. The Glee episode featuring Bomer will include a flashback to Criss and Bomer's characters as children. Casting for the kiddie versions of Blaine and Cooper is currently underway. The duo is also expected to perform mashup of Duran Duran hits.
Interesting.
That's
interesting.
A lot of information I just read, you guys. So he's going to be called Cooper Anderson is going to be his name.
So cute.
That's kind of cute and funny, whatever. It's like, I like when they assume their audience to be smart enough to know what that is. So that's cute. And I would love to play one of their younger versions. So
absolutely.
Contact my agent.
For sure.
If you...
Let's do it.
And I'd love to play How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. But I did that in high school.
That one went over here.
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe was whatever. Anyway, so that's good. Duran Duran. Hell yeah. More power to you guys. I'd love to hear that mashup. So totally. Okay. Corey Monty's house party was broken up by the cops after too many noise complaints this weekend. Reports vary, but the Glee star was either hosting a housewarming bash or throwing a birthday party for one of his friends. Either way, it got a little too bad, big, I don't know what the fuck that word is, in the early morning hours, culminating in the arrival of the cops at 4:30 a.m.
Yes!
That's
a good party.
They were probably performing a Glee number. That's why they're so loud.
I'm still looking at this word.
What is it?
Well, I'm going to be embarrassed because once you see it, you're going to know how to pronounce it in a second. Okay. And I wrote this, so like, what was I talking about? Never mind. Brittany and Santana fans, that's us, have been waiting for this moment, and it has finally arrived. All you need to know are these 8 little words. Brittany and Santana are going to make out!
Woo!
According to the source who uttered those 8 little words, Heather and Naya's PDA will go down in the Valentine's Day episode of Glee, set to air February 14th. I believe is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
It is.
Perfect.
I mean, it better be the steamiest makeout session of all time.
It has to.
But
has
they to. Won't because it's TV. But, like, come on, give me some tongue action here.
I feel
here.
Like
they should, like,
Blaine
YouTube
made
the
out.
Uncut version for people
they
to
should.
Get.
Like,
they
no
should.
Joke.
Yes.
They should tweet us a video or something.
Yes. Brittany Santana
backstage.
Unplugged.
For Roxy's personal files.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, don't make me sound creepy. It is a little creepy. Okay. But anyway, that is your news and gossip for the week of February 7th.
Yes.
7th. Wow. Mm-hmm. Can't believe we're already in this month.
Time is flying, girl.
So time is flying, and that means time's flying in this episode, which means predictions will be coming.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. I got nothing.
You don't predict a single
next week is Valentine's Day. I predict that it will be Valentine's Day, and there will be red and pink and white, and that, what song did we see? Love Shack. Love Shack. Well, okay, somebody else help me with these predictions. Get me off the air, Jesus. Get somebody give me predictions.
I actually, yeah, you go.
I think that Mercedes is going to make her decision on
That's
Valentine's Day.
Get it, girl.
Episode. She's going to choose
Sam.
Hopefully.
And if she doesn't, we're killer.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're done.
How is this kiss going to take place? Who's going to make the move?
I want Satana to make the move because she doesn't. So I want it to be her.
Okay. And what's going on with Rachel and Finn and their marriage?
Oh my gosh.
I don't want them to get married. Or I don't want them. I don't.
But do you think they will?
Yes.
They're very convincing. They're convincing. And when I watch, I'm like, oh, that's stupid. They shouldn't. And then I listen to them. I'm like,
I have a prediction.
They're kind of convincing.
I predict that next week, or at least in the next couple weeks, Finn will start making some headway on his future and actually thinking about it outside of the marriage.
Okay.
That's a good one.
And we still don't know about Niata and what's going on there.
No.
We got a lot for the rest of the season.
There is a lot.
There's a lot of
cliffhangers going on.
A lot of cliffhangers going on. So, awesome. As
good.
One
like
of the biggest gleeks out there. I was going to say the biggest gleek, but I know I'm sitting with two other gleeks.
Exactly.
I'm freaking excited for the season. I think that's all we can really predict for now.
Yeah.
I mean, is anybody got any?
My mind is just Sam and Mercedes. All I want to see is going to be Valentine's Day. They have to be together. Done.
Totally.
Into no more it. Waiting.
All right. Let's hear your Twitter handles so we can have our Glee fans tweet at us to tell us what they like. Tweet at us. We want to hear what you guys were talking about, what you didn't like, that you love us, that you hate me.
I like the song.
Whatever it is.
Right, let's
I like the song. So, Twitter handle.
Sarah Mendoza. That's Sarah with an H.
Great.
I don't know what letter I was. That's an H. SarahMendoza. Sarah Mendoza.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Just Mia 23.
And I'm at Roxy Stryer. And we will be here next week on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
That's not pathetic or anything. Oh, God.
We'll go out
I'm
going to
bring you guys some sweets.
Guys, will you be my Valentine?
Yes, yes. Totally.
And prediction. Will Billy be here next week?
Shit. Will you, Billy?
Billy, we need you. Okay, we will be here and we'll see you next week. Until then, keep on gleeking.
Keep on gleeking.
Keep on gleeking, baby.
I like that.
That's cute.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.